Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, we're exploring a fascinating and powerful energy that's fast approaching, the year of the Fire Horse 2026. Joining me is someone whose work I've admired for years, Dina Weiland-Fries, a Feng Shui expert, Chinese astrologer master and teacher with over two decades of experience helping people and businesses thrive by aligning space, body and mind. Dina combines ancient metaphysics with modern insight through the agency Essence of Qi, and she also is the creator of Elementals, a range of functional fragrances designed around the five elements to support emotional and energetic well-being. Dina, welcome to the show.
Hey there, how are you?
Is it Dina? Say, how do I say it?
It's Deanna.
Deanna, right. I often say. So, Deanna, for our listeners who might not be familiar with Chinese astrology, as in how the cycles work. So the year of the fire horse is unique, but what's the history behind it?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because before I even open the horoscope or I do the flying stars, the first thing I do is I go back and I look at what happened 180, because in Chinese metaphysics, we look at time in increments of 180 years, 60 years, and 120 years. So you because the fire horse comes around every 60 years, basically. Mm-hmm. And why 60 years? Because there are five different horse or combinations. So you have the water horse, the wood horse, fire horse, earth horse, and metal horse, right? And the horse only comes around every 12 years. So in and of itself, it takes 60 years to go full circle, to come back. Now, really interesting, the fire horse, the last fire horse was in 1966. Before that, it was 1906. And the latest fire horse that I could actually record was 1846. Now let's just take a brief look at each of these time frames. The one thing one sees overall is the fire horse is a catalyst for change. And he comes in like a force, and it's often a force of destruction through fire that makes way for either spiritual transformation, transforming the way humanity sees things. It's a very, very powerful horse. And I'll talk about the power of 2026 shortly, because it's really fascinating. Mm-hmm. But anyway, just to give you an idea, in 1846, the correlations are just amazing. I was like a kid in a candy shop.
I know. I love it. Yeah.
1846, the Mexican-American War.
Oh.
Mining disaster in the UK. And do you know what? They discovered Neptune, the planet Neptune, in 1846.
Goodness.
How cool is that, right?
I wonder what they're going to find in 2026 then.
Exactly. Well, it's going to be a lot different, but there will be some major discovery, obviously. Also because 1846 carries the same Loshu number as 2026, just to give you a hint.
Right.
Okay, there are so many parallels. What's also interesting is every Lap Chun, or every Chinese New Year of the fire horse, is a Gung Tiger, Yang Metal Tiger Day, month, sorry.
Really? So February the 17th is going to be a Tiger Day, is it?
It's not the 17th. It is the, oh God, what's the actual day?
No, I'm so intently, I'm like, oh, I will find out. Don't worry.
It's the 4th of February this year, I believe.
I think the Chinese New Year is the 17th, But the 4th of February is when everything starts to change.
Yes, yeah, Lap Chun. That's when we. That's when you do the new the calculation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's fine.
So that's 1846, and then you have 1906. 1906 was the historic San Francisco earthquake, right? And also Mount Vesuvius erupted. There were earthquakes all over China, Chile, Messina. It was one earthquake after another. And also 1906 was a really a spirit of revolution. The Russian Revolution had just happened, and there was, you know, Russia was still reeling from it, and but that whole spirit of revolution was sort of rippling across the globe. It was really a time of major change, 1906, and then we come to 1966, which was obviously a time of total rebellion, but this was more on a human level. Whereas in 1906, we had like this massive cleansing of sort of a burning away the old to make way for the new. And now in 1966, 60 years later, we're talking about a spirit of rebellion, of transformation, of awakening. You were talking about the Cultural Revolution in China. We're talking about the Vietnam War, the civil rights movement in the U.S., the space race. IBM launched its first computer in 1966. And there were also some natural disasters like the massive, the one in Aberfan in Wales, where the mine collapsed.
Really?
That's so weird
because that's been quite prominent. That's been people in the UK, it's been shown on TV a little bit. So maybe they're starting to like set the scene behind the scenes, if you know what I mean. Sorry to interrupt.
Very much so. And it's really interesting because when you mentioned that, I was just recently watching on Deutsche Welle a program about the earthquake, the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco, because scientists are starting to get worried.
Right.
About when it's coming back and what magnitude it will have when it comes back. And, you know, I'm getting like this, feeling in your gut when you're like, oh my God, I don't want to say this, but I'm worried too.
Well, when you look at it, the earth coming back, the water, the everything, and we're having much more of those sort of natural disasters than we've had for a very long time. They've been around, but it seems like there seems to be more. So do you think they'd be based more on, well, you know, it's the earth coming back, isn't it? The weather coming back, us really. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So what were you going to say about 1966? What's your thoughts on 226?
Well, my thoughts on 2026, I need to basically, there's obviously we're seeing a pattern here, right? And the Yang Fire Horse is all about transformation. And like I said before, it's very often through destruction. And the change that happens is just, because of the nature of the horse, it is the epitome of Yikma, okay? And it just moves really fast. I think we'll see technological advancements, okay? So I don't know if you've heard about Neo. Have you heard about Neo?
I was talking to my cat sister the other day and he brought it up. But I'm just going to hold you for a minute because we're just going to hand over to our sponsors and we'll come back and talk about that straight away because I'm very interested in that.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good. If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, we're back. Please tell me about Neo, because he started discussing it with me and I was like, oh, that's amazing, or not.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, I think for my generation, it's a bit shocking. I mean, but it is definitely quite interesting. It is a robot that you can actually buy already. You can purchase in advance now. They're launching in 2026. It is a home robot that does everything you need done in the household. It will
wash your dishes,
make your bed, arrange your flowers, dust the books. It will do anything you ask it to do with certain limitations.
It's so scary though, isn't it? It's like iRobot, you know? I'm taking you away from what you're talking about, but...
Yeah, but it is the evolution of iRobot. This is somebody who will actually, you know, take your dog for a walk and do your grocery shopping. And yeah, and unfortunately, you know, there was a discussion the other day about how, you know, what happens when you've got this robot standing in your bedroom staring at you all night. So, but this is where we're going. This is where we're headed. And, you know, you've got to get on board. I mean, in Germany already, I tried to find a post office the other day. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a real post office. It's all digital. And you go to a box and you put your stuff in and you get your stuff out of a box. It's just insane what's going on. And it's really hard to keep up. This morning I was saying, oh my God, Tiana, you've got to educate yourself in crypto, because soon there's not going to be any cash anymore.
Well, I totally agree with the cash is definitely going out the thing. I worry about crypto because my son was very involved in crypto, and I was like, 2 years ago, it's going, you're going to lose a load of money. There was a slump because it was, I think, the year of the tiger, which was that. But the thing that you're saying about Neo is just going to be for the people that can afford it now, though, isn't it?
It's not that expensive, okay? And I'm sure, you know, it's the first one. And then, you know, it's like IBM when it introduced the first computer. But it's expensive, but it's the direction we're going in. It's $20,000, or you can also get it for $500 a month.
Oh my God.
Exactly. How much do you pay? How much do you pay to have a in-house living person, right? Who does your laundry and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. So think about it. Yeah. But what's really scary is that we're going one step further away from human connection.
Yeah.
Yep. And this is a real problem.
Yeah.
And this is what we see also. We see also, as when I get to the hexagrams and the horoscope, but this is something that we really need to be kind of concerned about. But anyway, in addition to that, we will see quite a bit of political unrest and continued conflict. I don't see any peace in the near future. There will be climate-related disasters. Looking at the winter solstice chart, we're seeing stuff that I'll explain later. But we'd see a lot of flooding and landslides towards the end of 2025 and moving into 2026. We could possibly, especially in the summer, be witnessing earthquakes, major fires, and stuff like that. Anyway, but we'll get into the horoscopes. But there's also, on a positive note, there is also, I think, because of this social media and now personal robots and all this, there is an undercurrent and a greater need for personal transformation. And, people want to sort of make sense of everything. But first and foremost, they want to understand themselves and their spirituality and find a way to transform and find greater personal freedom, truth, and above all, what's really on the table is authenticity.
I think you're not with the fire horse, nothing's going to be hidden. I think that spotlight will be on all the people. If you're good, you'll be seen. If you're bad, you'll be seen. You won't get away with anything on the fire horse here, not at all. But you were going to tell us about the hexagrams for 20.
Yeah, well, when I do the horoscopes, okay, like I said, I like to look at Bongji, which is the winter solstice, which is the longest night of the year. So it is also the birthplace of Yang. It's like, picture you're pregnant, okay, and your baby is gestating in your stomach and it's already starting to kick and ruminate. We can already now feel the energy of the Yang. Yeah. It's coming fast and furious. So this little thing is gestating in nature's belly. And the horoscope for Dongji is really very interesting, because when I as a Chui style consultant look at Dongji, I already use the stem and branch of 2026 together with the energy of the day of the 21st of December. And so what we have is the fire horse, and then you have the Yang Earth rat next to it. And after that, you have two Gakji, two Yang Earth, Yang Wood rats. So what do we see here? You've got the Yang Earth rat is very much, it's for me, very much signifies the womb.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. This is where the development is happening. And it's actually, the qua is called beginning. Okay. And what the I Ching says about this qua is that things are difficult. Things are really, really difficult. The situation for this child to be born is not easy.
Right.
But in the right environment, and if when you get to Gakji, which is the Yang Wood rat, you get to, okay, this baby needs the right people, the right environment to come, to be born healthy. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, Gakji needs to follow the horse.
Right.
Okay. And the horse is coming. And the actual hexagram of the Yang Fire Horse is called Great Exceeding.
Mm-hmm.
And this hexagram speaks of, okay, enough is enough. It's time to get real here. It's time to clean up. It's time. The roof is about to collapse. There's just too too much going on here and something has to be done about it. There needs to be a remedy. And what's really interesting is that between, this might be a little too technical for your listeners, but I just want to share this.
You're so passionate. Keep going.
Yes, it's so exciting. Between the hexagram beginning, which is the young earth rat, and the young fire horse, all the lines change.
Right.
Everything changes.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, for me, I'm like, oh.
I know. Well, I'm a great one for loving change. But I want to talk about that after our next break. And the thing that I want to say is, what our listeners can't see before we go to our break is that Deanne knows what she's talking about. She's very passionate. She's there. You know, you need to follow her on Instagram, on everything that she's on. Everything will be there, because I could sit here listening rather than actually talking. So anyway, we're going to hand it over to our sponsors and we'll be back.
Bless.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So we're back for our final 10 minutes of...
Oh no!
We haven't had enough time. So what else do you want to tell us about 2026?
Well, okay, just for the... That was Dongji. Now we're in Lapchun, the new year. And... again, as I mentioned, it's the young metal tiger is all about brightness. Okay.
Yeah.
And he will shine light on what is right and what is wrong next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have the yin earth. Rooster, which it's called traveling, but it's sort of the potential of what's to come, and it's our response to change. We need to respond and make this change happen. And then the last in the you come to the young fire tiger, and the hexagram is called household. And what this hexagram is saying, it's basically wind coming out of the fire.
Right.
Okay. So there's your cleansing aspect. Mm-hmm. And the meaning of this hexagram, what is said here is that from the loving example of a household, if the household, which means the government, is loving, then the whole state becomes loving. And if the manner of that household is courteous, then that whole state will be courteous. And this just, it was like, I'm like, okay, well, what about Zora Mamdani? I mean, he's like that signal coming in,
yeah,
that embodies this message. Yeah. So on the whole, as I said, we can see a lot of transformation. I think also that the transformation is very much going to be youth driven, that that it will be the youth driving this change, you know, and we need some, you know, we need somebody young and new to come in and shake things up and make yeah. things happen.
I totally agree with you. And we're not talking teenagers. Maybe there may be ones there, but the younger ones, the 30, 40 year olds that have actually been and grown through that. I have a few goddaughters and godsons and everything, and they have this real passion and interestingly passion, and all of them are dragons. I don't know why that means, but I always think dragons. I think dragons are quite wise. So carry on, come on, we go.
Well, since we only have 10 minutes, we'll talk briefly about the flying stars. Again, I like to add the original Loshu into my flying stars, then I do the fate star and the year star. When I'm looking at this, it's a mixed bag of goods. Some people say the center is not great because you have water, fire, conflict, the nine and the one, but those are such great numbers for the ninth fate. Plus with the, even though the energy is the five, it's that sick energy, it is still creating a cycle of creation. So if you know how to handle that energy, it could actually be quite, you know, and you're careful, it could actually be quite auspicious. But then again, you know, you need to have the knowledge that you and I perhaps have that to be able to deal with that.
I know.
Otherwise, yes, if you have, you know, for example, in your house flying stars, if you have seven, if you have that metal fire energy going on, then, and it's at the center of your house, or you have your stove and your water across from each other in that sector, then you've got to be really careful. But in the right environment, that could actually be really quite cool.
Yeah.
The most auspicious in that sense are, for me, the southeast with the four and the nine. And of course, what else do I like? I like the northwest, the 162. The northeast is interesting as well. There's, you know, it's strong wood energy. So yeah, there are a few sectors this year that are interesting. Nothing that really goes wow to me.
Yeah.
But there's potential pretty much everywhere.
What about the east? That's 8-9, isn't it? 8-9, is it? 8-9?
No, the east is 378.
All right. Okay.
It's the original Loshu 3, and then you have the ninth fate. The fate number is 7, and the year is 8. The year number.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I see.
So it's slow. You've got, you know, the 7 and the 3 that add up to 10, and the 8 that the control, the 3 sort of mischievous. Yeah. Everywhere, I think one has to be cautious.
So if you were to give a tip to our listeners for the year, in feng shui, actually, have you got a one-off tip that you think would help?
Well, my big one is, number one, if you are sleeping in the north is very difficult. You've got the fate is the sick energy, and you've got the metal there, but you've also got water. So I would say if your front door is in the north, paint it white. Keep that sick energy really a bay. Yeah. And because there's already the 9-1 watt, I would use, and also if your bedroom is in the north, you need to be careful. But that's something that one can only really look at if I'm working with you, because I need to know the person, I need to know their
birth. everything,
their makeup and their house and all that sort of stuff. So that's why I don't like getting into all this information.
No, and I don't actually talk my major feng shui at this time of the year.
So, but one word of caution is especially for people who are born in the year of the young rat, because they are against the Tai Soi, they are against the year energy, both in heaven and, you know, earthly branches, heaven stems and earthly branches. That is the big one.
And the answer is not to make too many big decisions, is it?
Not to make too many big decisions, not to you know, to be very careful where you travel, what you do, to take care of your health, to wear a red string around your middle, to help keep your energy contained. In any case, but what's interesting is because I want to mention the yang metal. You see, yang metal can't really do anything without fire. And also, yang metal and the yang metal horse and the yang fire horse are directly related. And especially in the ninth fate. So in the ninth fate, the young metal horse is the leader. Yeah, it's 9-8. And so the two of them together really work together. So for the young metal horse, that's the one exception for young metal. If the young metal horse can really get together, you know, get attuned to this energy, they can make a lot happen, because it's taking advantage of that leader chi of this fate and the creative and transformational energy of 2026.
It's
unstoppable.
So the fire horses were 1966. So we're talking metal horse, wood. What about the wood rat, just as a quickie? Because I know what someone's going to ask me. You've talked of water, earth, metal, fire. You haven't. Do you think the wood, would it be the wood rat would be quite drained by the year?
Yes. Yes. The wood rat will be drained as well.
Okay. So if the.
Also, the anybody who's young, you know, that's a direct water fire conflict.
And you mentioned the rooster, the earth rooster. Randomly, and I just want to bring it back down. You said
the earth rooster is the day stem and branch of the earth rooster. Where did I have the earth rooster? Did I mention the earth rooster?
Yeah, you said how the tiger comes into it and then the rooster does its bit. And I was like, oh, really? I'm very interested to know that.
Well, the rooster is obviously the rooster. I don't know why I said rooster. It's actually the yin earth. Yeah, it's the yin earth rooster.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. I was just interested to see what that was all about. But if
the rooster doesn't conflict with the tiger.
No, not at all.
No.
So, Jean, before we go, we haven't got long, and I want to talk to you and ask lots of questions, because that's just me by nature. You have essences that you, I got to say it, because, and I want our listeners to go to your site so you can say about your site. But we were saying the five, you've got different essences for different elements, and you usually do it by the element. So like yours, water. But this year you said to me, pre-going on to this, you're going to wear tourmaline.
Tongren is, you know, I have the five elementals that are based on the emotions that are allocated to each element. So I use aromatherapy to help support the emotions that arise if your element is weak, if that element is weak in your chart. But I also do create perfumes according to the I Ching to put sort of my philosophy and messages out there into the world.
Amazing.
And Tongren is is about also about how humanity has been through a very difficult time. This was just post-COVID, and how humanity has been through a very difficult time. And it's all about water, about wood, fire, and earth. And it's our first zero waste, biodegradable, negative carbon, 100% natural perfume, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And it's a symbol of transformation and innovation in and of itself. Mm-hmm. So, but what I've actually done now is created an at-home ritual for people where they find their self-element, and then there's an oil where they can. I've created body serums that are also aromatherapeutic, but most importantly, extremely nourishing for the body, with 9 different organic oils.
Wow, amazing.
And there are soundtracks that go with that, that create like this, you can create your own home spa ritual to just support yourself.
Sounds like an excellent gift for the festival season coming up in December.
Yes.
Where else can people find you? We're going to put it on the website, but where can people find you immediately that they listen to this? So after this, they go straight to you. Where are you?
Well, they can WhatsApp me. They want to go straight to me. You can put my phone number up, or I'm on Instagram, both for Essence of Chi, it's at Essence of Chi. And then there's Elementals_Essence, which is the fragrances and my philosophy. My website is there's Elementals and there's Essence of Chi, elementalfragrances.com and essenceofchi.com.
So when I share this video, when it comes out in December 2026, just so I better put that in, because everyone will go, well, I wonder what year she did that. And it's December 2025, the year 2026.
Yes.
So Dina, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom today. As always, it's been inspiring to hear how we can harness the vibrant energy of the fire horse. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure. It was so much fun. I do this every year and I get so excited. Well, not every year, but I do this every year, and some years are just exceptional, and this is one of them.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.